This is an ABC podcast.
Hello and welcome to CoronaCast Pacific. I'm Sonia Demasi. Today we focus on whether vaccination against COVID is any different to other aspects of the immunisation schedule, particularly when it comes to women. Dr. Galo Sukubula is a Fiji-born GP and emergency doctor. I asked him whether there was any difference in the way COVID might affect women.
So at the moment, there's currently no evidence that pregnant women are at higher risk of catching COVID-19 or the virus SARS-CoV-2. However, pregnant women are considered vulnerable group of becoming infected. There certainly are some pregnant women who are more likely to have severe disease, for example, if they are greater than 35 years of age, overweight, or if they've got pre-existing, meaning pre-pregnancy high blood pressure and pre-pregnancy diabetes. We know that pregnant women who catch COVID-19 are at higher risk of needing admission to hospital and therefore increased risk of ICU admission and subsequently increased risk for needing breathing life support, meaning ventilation, when they're admitted to ICU. And we also know that there's an increased risk for baby being born prematurely, meaning before 37 weeks, and an increasing risk of needing admission to the neonatal intensive care unit.
It's recommended that during pregnancy, women are vaccinated, for example, against influenza. So what are the recommendations around vaccination against COVID?
It is highly recommended that pregnant women are vaccinated against this virus at any stage of the pregnancy. There's no timelines to that. Women who even are thinking about getting pregnant should not delay being vaccinated because they're about to be pregnant or wanting to fall pregnant. There is no issue at all with that. And in fact, recommendations are that if pregnant women who are getting the flu shot as they normally should do as part of their pregnancy, they can actually get the vaccination for the SARS-CoV-2 virus on the same day. It used to be that it was a 7-day apart. Now it can be given at the same day as the flu shot.
Women during pregnancy are usually very aware of what goes into their body and how it might affect the baby. Can the vaccine affect the baby?
In fact, it does offer protection for the baby because it crosses the blood-placenta barrier, meaning that the antibodies, the body soldiers that fight infections, that fight the virus, crosses from mum to bub while bub is still in mum's womb. So it is completely safe for baby.
And what's the advice to women who are breastfeeding in relation to vaccination? Is it the same?
It's exactly the same. It is transferred in breast milk, and so it does offer protection, another layer of protection for baby in that sense.
If the community vaccination rate is low and then COVID infections rise, what's the impact on how women can access healthcare, particularly, say, for example, around childbirth?
Yeah, it can be quite devastating. We know that the COVID-19 pandemic has put a lot of healthcare under duress. Increasing admission rates puts pressure on access to services, outpatient services, maternity services are greatly affected. And this can lead to unsafe care delivery. Some people have sort of advocated for women to perhaps delay having babies for that reason, but that's obviously a personal choice. But it is a health system under duress.
So in many communities, women have a central role as carers of children of aged parents. How important do you think it is that women are vaccinated as soon as possible?
It is vitally important that we do that for the same reason that you mentioned. I look at it as women are the engine room in every aspect of society, of family, home, of community, the pillars of strength, so to speak. So it's very important that we protect our mothers, our grandmothers, our daughters, our nieces in that sense. When you protect those who protect others, you are offering community a lifeline in a way.
That was Dr. Galo Sukubula, a Fiji-born GP and emergency doctor on the line from Western Australia. I'm Sonia Demasi. You've been listening to CoronaCast Pacific.